This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Raleigh-based singer-songwriter Kate Rudy has been playing folk music since she was just a kid. Picked up a violin at 5 years old, spent her childhood going to fiddlers' conventions and playing music with her family. As she grew up, Kate started to fine-tune her songwriting skills. And then she toured the country, played in lots of different bands, and eventually decided to pursue a solo career. Earlier this month, Kate released her first debut album. Well, her first album. It's also a debut album. It's called Rock and Roll Ain't For Me, and Kate plays Tuesday, July 4th at the Festival for the Eno in Durham, North Carolina. Joins me on the show right now, Kate Rudy. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's great that you made your debut album your first, because if that if you can't get that lined up, nothing else works. Tell us about this album, though. This is how did you approach that record? You've been playing music, as we suggest, for a long time, and then you have to sit down and think about making a record. What was your approach?
I started thinking about making the record after I dropped out of college over at App State, and I knew I wanted to do music full-time. I didn't have any solid plans for the record yet, and I knew of Andrew Marlin because of Mandolin Orange, but I knew he had done Mipso's record, and I'm a big fan of those guys, and they're great. So I was having a discussion with someone one day and about how I was going to record it, and I had no idea. I was like, it was kind of a dream of mine to have Andrew do it, but I was like, not for my first one, that wouldn't happen. And she was like, just ask him. I was like, what? And what do you mean? I can't do that.
What if he says yes?
Right. Yeah. And then he said yes. And here we are.
And he did. You went to the Rubber Room, you recorded it, and he plays a little bit on the album as well.
Mm-hmm.
What did that mean for you to have somebody like, again, Andrew Marlin of Mandolin Orange? He's worked with Mipso. So how did that change things for you, or what did that do for you when you got in the studio?
It was an incredible experience recording and just in general, being in there. I don't think I could have asked for a better person. And like, we know he's such a great musician, and him and Josh Oliver and Jerry Brown, just the energy they brought into the studio, the instruments, the instrumentation that we worked out for the songs, it all flowed really well.
Well, can I get you to do a song for us right now?
You may.
Thank you.
This is the first one on the record. It's called I Don't Think You're an Angel Anymore.
Kate Rudy. The song is I Don't Think You're an Angel Anymore from her debut album, Rock and Roll Ain't For Me. Kate plays Tuesday, July 4th at the Festival for the Eno in Durham. And, of course, she's with us now in the studio. That song, I understand, is inspired by You're an Angel and I'm Gonna Cry, right?
It is, yeah.
Tell us about the relationship between those songs.
Well, I'm a huge Nickel Creek fan, and that led me to, you know, Chris Thiele's solo stuff and everything. And he has a song called You're an Angel and I'm Gonna Cry. And I thought the first line of that is, what do you see that it's so beautiful that it always reflects in your eyes? And I always thought that was, like, the most killer line. And I thought that's a really sweet way to feel about someone. And when, like, that, when you're disillusioned kind of by that sort of sentiment, when it kind of breaks, it's a tough pill to swallow. But that's where the song came from, is like, I no longer feel that way, but it was kind of unfair in the first place to even put that on.
That's kind of cool to take an image that is so powerful and so beautiful and one of the most beautiful things you can imagine, use that image to express the counterpoint, which is what's the most crushing feeling you can feel, and sort of work against it and have it stand up on its own, as it does in this song. You call your music Sad River Folk. Tell us more about that.
I feel like I haven't said that in a while, but I need to update some websites.
Any relation to the High Lonesome Sound? Is that
no, there's not. Actually,
oh, good.
That came from a conversation my sister was having with one of her friends and her friend's mom. And they were talking about how sad they were or something. And she said, well, maybe if you just stop listening to that Sad River music, you'll feel better. And Emerson related to me. And I started using it, Sad River Folk. I don't know if it's quite appropriate, but.
Well, I mean, again, you know, you think about sad song trains and High Lonesome Sound and some of these songs that phrases that in some way capture one aspect of the aesthetic. It's not a bad way. And it's something to say, you know. Hey, would you do another song for us?
I will. This one's called Kissing My Friends. I've done it again. Been kissing my friends. I don't seem to learn. Find another bridge to burn. I've been resting my head on their shoulders in their beds until my mind clears and I start feeling. Too big a heart and I feel a little bad. It takes two to tango, but I'm making them sad. Got caught in the aftermath of my troubled soul. I'm 20 years young, I feel 100 years old. Been drinking every night, not making amends. I've been wasting my time, wasted kissing my friends. Big a deal out of this.
got too big a heart, and I feel a little bad. It takes two to tango, but I'm making them sad. Got caught in the aftermath of my troubled soul. I'm 20 years young, I feel 100 years old. Been drinking every night, not making amends. I'm stuck in a loop where my tendencies tend to love bad decisions, but hate where they end. I've been wasting my time kissing my friends. Got nothing to lose and nothing to win. I've been wasting my time, wasted kissing my friends.
That's Kate Rudy, Kissing My Friends. It's from her debut album, Rock and Roll Ain't Right for Me. Kate's going to be playing at the Festival for the Eno in Durham on July 4th and here in our studio now. Another great song. We talked about, you know, the label, this idea of Sad River Folk. And I wonder if for you, because listening to the blues or other kinds of lament songs, for most people is cathartic. Some people say it makes them sad, but if you're deeply listening, I think often it can have a cathartic feel for the listener. Mm. How about you as a songwriter? Does it work that way for you?
It does. Listening to music or writing?
Well, either one. But let's start with writing, because that's the unique feature here with you.
Yeah, it's certainly a very cathartic experience. And I think a lot of my writing comes from trying to make a light of a situation and many facets of a situation, addressing those. And I feel like I write songs when I need to write them, not necessarily maybe when, you know, the event has passed or something, but it's more like when I've swallowed the experience.
Are you thinking about the experience when you write the song, or does it kind of come up and cuff you in the back of the head to say, remember that?
I guess it depends. It depends on the experience or the song, but I'm usually reflecting on it with a clear head, probably.
And so as a writer, again, reflecting on it with a clear head, but there's also this emotional experience, and you can hear the emotion in your songs. I mean, do you come to it intellectually, or you feel, what blend of thoughtful reflection and emotional, you know, recreation do you think is going on?
Well, I think, like the last one I just played is a pretty lighthearted tune.
Yeah, yeah.
But it kind of came out of some sort of tumultuous, right, you know, period of time that's maybe not addressed as much. And I guess I like to play with the experience a bit, and I tend to be quite literal in my songs, citing quotes and facts and details and such, and inside jokes with myself, sort of, when I write.
You often attribute your lyrics to PolitiFact. In fact, I noticed I'm making that up, because they were our first guest today. Well, listen, I'm going to leave you time to play us out. I'd love it if you would play Cheap Thrills for us. But before I do, I want to remind everybody that I'm talking to Kate Rudy. Her new album is Rock and Roll Ain't For Me, and that she'll be at the Festival for the Eno in Durham, North Carolina, on July 4th, and that you can find out more about her show and our show at stateofthings.org, a program that's produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton-Orman, Laura Pelliser, and Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley is our technical director, with help from Al Wadarski today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Kate Rudy and the song Cheap Thrills.
Thank you for having me.
Wasn't kin to being treated unkind, so it took me by surprise, the goodbye in your eyes. If I could find a tree to climb, maybe I could get my bearings. Where am I? Still walk.